Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, The Rise of the Microbrands. Lunch with Norm. All right, so on today's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about how to optimize your Google profile. And, you know, we can sell on Amazon all we want, but getting off of Amazon and maybe setting up a Shopify store, finding your Shopify store, it's super important. So today I'm going to be bringing on an optimization, Google profile optimization expert, and we're going to be talking with Craig Darling. So can't wait to get into it. Kelsey, where are you?
Hello, happy Monday.
Well, happy Monday to you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, so
bright and sunny.
Oh, it looks like we got Dawin joining us already. Welcome, Dawin.
Hey, Dawin.
Just to go over things from last week, we are still looking to get those reviews in for Apple. So if you guys are watching, you can go to this link below. This is only for Apple users. So if you're an Android user, this doesn't apply to you. But it would be amazing if you guys can go to this link, fill out a review. And yeah, it'd be awesome. Thanks, guys.
I'm having a double shot of caffeine while you're talking.
Very nice. Yeah, and if you're watching right now, you can hit that like button. All of our replays go directly to our YouTube channel. YouTube channel is right here, just Norman Farrar. You get highlights, full episodes, everything you need there. Hello, Rad. Welcome, welcome. And I think that's it. If you guys want to join the Beard Nation, as always, you can go and sign up for our Facebook group, Lunch with Norm, Amazon FBA, and E-Commerce Collective. And the link is right here. So, yeah, I think that's it for me.
Okay. Well, you have to get on to your brother, by the way, because he has to send me over the approval for the newsletter That Doesn't Suck that comes out every Monday.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I'll get
so
on.
So just let him, he has one job to do. So, yeah. Anyways, and that's just, you know, if you are looking at other forms of content, if you want to become a better online seller, we've got a ton of content we put out every Monday as well, in our newsletter. And like I said, it doesn't suck. It's good. You're not going to find advertising. It's just about the industry. And I think that's probably it. If you have any questions during the episode, just go and place them in the comment section. Other than that, sit back, relax, grab that cup of coffee, and enjoy the show.
Enjoy, everyone. And just shout out Yarrow and Marsha and Simon are also here, too. So welcome, welcome.
All right. Oh, Fatia is, too. Okay. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. And let's raise a toast. There we go.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. Craig, you know, Brian Lipschitz was the person who introduced us. And, you know, when I saw what you were doing, like optimizing Google profiles, it's so important. You know, for not only if you're, you know, if you've got a website, but let's say you're an Amazon seller, you know, you've got to make sure that people can find you. And it comes down to, we talk about this quite a bit, authority and trust. You can't have a sale without authority and trust. So before we get into Google My Business and your Google profile, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, okay. Be careful because I'll ramble on. So I started in automobile sales in 1976, about the time that the industry was undergoing great change and customer satisfaction, that sort of thing. So in this movement of change, in 1993, late 92, early 93, we started talking about bringing the automobile industry online. And in 1997, General Motors inducted me into the Automotive Hall of Fame for actually bringing automobile sales online. We were selling 1,200 cars a month as a result of our online efforts. So all the things that you didn't know about, we didn't have. We didn't have email marketing. We didn't have social media. We didn't have, really, we didn't even have websites in the sense that we have them today. And so after bringing the automobile industry online, the the world collapsed for me in 2008, as it did for many people, and I started my own company. So, so to fast forward to today, we have clients all around the globe, and we simply help manage Google business profiles. We teach people to manage their own Google profiles, and we have a do-it-yourself website where people can learn to manage their Google business profiles.
Okay. And, you know, right off the top, how important is maintaining or having a Google profile?
Well, it's extremely important, and there's good news for the people that are selling on Amazon or have online-only stores. For about a year now, Google has allowed online-only premises or online-only operations to have Google business profiles. This includes the serial entrepreneurs out there that need to have their name known. So a Google business profile is simply a knowledge panel. We may or may not all be familiar with what a Google knowledge panel is, but the idea is to make your knowledge panel trigger as many times as possible or gain relevancy for people searching, hence the optimization of the profiles.
Okay. So what, let's talk about, and they've changed their name a few times here. So Google My Business. Let's talk a little bit about that. What is Google My Business?
Google My Business is a knowledge panel that reflects all of the features of your business. A Google business panel that is properly optimized and properly structured is a rudimentary mimicking of your website, if you will. What's happened, and everybody should take this to note, Google is concerned with customer satisfaction. And how did they get customer satisfaction? By giving positive search results, giving us search results where we don't need to search two or three times. We search once, the content is there. To that end, Google has developed a number of Google tools. These tools are free to anyone that holds a Gmail account. But these Google tools are all designed to index content directly to search. And if you're indexing content directly to search and that content is anchored by the URL, which anchors your Google business profile, it increases the relevancy of two spots. It increases the relevancy of your website, even if you're on Amazon, and it increases the relevancy of your Google business profile.
Oh, just a sec.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. You can optimize your Amazon store through Google My Business?
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yes. Simply by having your at your store, have your Google business profile created, and then have the anchor URL for your Google business profile be your Amazon store. Right?
Oh, that's
cool. It's really that simple.
I had no idea. I'm going to have to check into that.
Sure.
And obviously, by anchoring that URL, you're going to be anchoring or getting better relevance for the keywords that you put up for your product.
That's correct.
Okay. Does this affect Google Shopping as well?
Yes.
Or Google Merchant?
Yes,
it does. Wow. So it really is full circle.
It is. So just to go here. So what Google has determined is that people like clickless searches, right? That's why Google Shopping, right? Google products, Google sells. At any rate, so these clickless searches, and that is when you or I search for something and the content or the product that we want is included in the search result. The search return includes our product, and all I have to do is click to buy or click to subscribe or whatever the result is, whatever the call to action is, right? So you keep these all on your Google business profile. The average managed Google business profile has seven portals for conversion. Now, let's compare that to a pay-per-click ad. Has one portal for conversion, and it costs you money. If your Google business profile is relevant, at the same time your Google pay-per-click ads are relevant, people are going to click on your Google profile and not the ad. So it actually, in a sense, can save you money in that respect. But there's only one place a Google business profile is returned in a search result, and that is the number one spot. It's never number two. It's never on the second page. It's only number one. So the idea is to create that relevancy and have a micro website directly on search, which is a Google Business Profile, makes your ratings go way up. We do have clients that get in excess of 350,000 views a month.
Wow.
For Google profiles.
Wow. And we have to remember, you hear that we talk about Amazon being the largest product search engine. And a lot of Amazon sellers, including myself, you don't really think, you know, oh, I have to be on Google. I might think of it a little bit differently too, but like for all my products, I really, especially when you said the Amazon store, had no idea about that. But, you know, we just talked about it very briefly. Amazon is really going to provide the authority and the trust that you need as a seller or as a buyer to initiate that sell. Right. And so, you know, many of us think about going over to Amazon and making that sell. But if they don't know you, this is called the rise of the micro brands. So it's for that private label seller who just launched something or has a product selling on Amazon. And do people really trust you? So where do they go? They go over to Google. And then if Google gives a thumbs up, usually if you see brand consistency and Google gives you the thumbs up, you go back and you buy it. So 350,000 extra views would be a pretty nice increase in exposure. And we're always talking about that now on Amazon. Like right now, people are talking, how do I increase external traffic?
Right.
There is one solution.
There's something that's even better. When you have a Google profile that's optimized and active, you can actually, there's a platform for you to put your products in. So you can have a feature of your products. It's a list that goes across on a regular computer. It goes down on a mobile. But you can have your products there, and people can click to buy right there. So, I mean, and if the buy link is an Amazon link, they've just bought the product on Amazon directly from Google. They don't have to go to Amazon. They don't have to pick anything. They just buy the darn thing. It's a little more detailed than that, but it's essentially from search to one click to purchase. And that's really what we want. The least amount of clicks to getting the delivery. My Amazon guy will be here any minute.
So let's talk about the different types of features that or content that you can put onto the profile.
Sure.
Oh, and by the way, just before we get into that, we are having a giveaway today. And Kelsey, if you want to come on, tell a little bit about the giveaway.
Well, actually, Craig, do you want to explain exactly what consultation
is? He's passing the buck. He always passes the buck.
That's okay. The buck stops here.
Yeah, there we go.
So if anyone would like to go to my website, it's www.darlingdigital.us. I have a number of them, but this one specifically deals with Google. DarlingDigital.us. And the very first button that you see is grab one-on-one time with Craig. So if you'd like to do that, if you'd like to visit that website, grab the one-on-one time. There's a calendar there. Schedule it out. And I'm more than happy to spend a half hour of my time with you analyzing your digital footprint, specifically your Google footprint. And there's no fee for that. I'll give you 5 to 10 actionable ideas that you can take immediately and increase your visibility.
So that is for how many people, Craig?
Yeah, well, the calendar will shut them off if they overwhelm me. So,
all right.
Just go.
So it's not even a contest today or a giveaway. It's just go to the site, and that's darling.us?
Darlingdigital.us.
All right. So you're going to be overwhelmed because I know that listening to what you're going to be talking about and just what you've already talked about, people will be going over there to grab 30 minutes of your time. And look at this is really cool stuff. We're going to get into the features now. So what are they?
Well, first off, for those of you that are selling the micro branding, you know, it's really cool when your brand can be featured directly on search results. So So all of your products can be listed individually along with the buy, sell, et cetera. In addition to that, you can have podcasts like this can be marketed or advertised as regional events or national events. It's actually amazing that what Google does is they take all of this content, whether it's your services, your products, your events, just your reminiscings, right? They will take all of this content and deliver it to people that their algorithms have decided, okay, are most likely to do business with you. So I really could, it's really amazing for me to see. For example, we had a local guy he was the number one search result with his Google profile last month, 55,618 times. Okay. You know, he has inventory, right? He has products to sell. He got over 1 million clicks on his products, right? And this is not an aberration. This is happening. And as I get more into this, now we're on our fifth year of managing Google profiles, and my 4 and 5 year clients are seeing unbelievable numbers, right? And the fees, it's not very much money at all. We have an automobile dealer, for example, in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm the only marketing he's doing now, other than the personal one-on-one marketing that his salespeople are doing. But just the overall digital presence, my company is the only thing that they're doing. So they've gone from spending $55,000 a month to spending well under $1,000 a month. That's pretty incredible. And by the way, they happen to be the largest dealership in their state.
I really didn't understand the power of it. And then if you take a look at what you just said, so you're out there, and let's say it's these gnomes. So we're selling off the Norm the Gnome, and you know, you create your Google profile. One of the things that we talk about is content as well.
Right.
So if you're publishing a really good press release, if you're publishing ongoing high quality content onto your e-commerce site or your blog, and you're adding this to it, it's like a 1-2-3 punch.
Right. So it's called a blended algorithm. That's what Google calls it, right? That your Google business profile is motivated by the authority of your primary website, which if you're /Amazon/anything, you've got plenty of authority there, right? Your press releases, your blog posts. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you can take it.
No, your press releases and your blog posts, et cetera, you can post those directly to Google profiles. Your landing pages, et cetera, you can duplicate in Google Drive and make them public. I mean, there is the amount of tools, the amount of different ways that you can publish your content directly to search. Right. And this is important. It's published directly to search. If I do something on your website, put a new product on your website or on your Amazon site or what have you. If I do that, then Google has to take 30 to 60 to 90 days to crawl it. Even if I go to my Google console and say, hey, crawl my website today. Right. They may or may not do it. But when you're utilizing the Google tools to publish your content, it is indexed to Google search in seconds, right? Literally in seconds. 18.2 seconds is the fastest I've ever posted anything from my computer to the number one search result on Google, right? So this is just fabulous. And by the way, I could go into that. It's a great story, but it's how the business got started is when I accidentally did that. But at any rate, by creating a Google business profile that's relevant you're utilizing your website in a fashion that's appropriate, especially with Amazon's rules and everything, you're just going to be a really good player going forward. And, you know, and being the number one search result, even if it's only 5,000 times in a month, is going to change your life as far as financial goes. Okay. You just can't be seen by that many people every month and not have business as a result.
And it's basically free. I mean, there is a fee associated if you go through what you're doing, but if you're doing it on your own, it's a free service, correct?
Right. Well, it's free in a certain respect. So this is actually how I make my living. Mm-hmm. It's free, except it takes about 10 minutes a day. Right? You have to have 10 minutes a day to manage your Google profile every single day. Right. And so if you can do that, you can have the rewards, you can have the success that comes from it, because Google will reward you. And you do not have to be a technology wizard either, because Google will actually take your content and they'll search it around, keyword or not, and serve it up to the people that they believe are most likely to do business with you. And that's probably the biggest thing. That's why we're seeing, on the average Google profile, we're seeing over 10% conversion.
Nice. When you say content, what types of content?
So let's say that you have your blog post. You mm-hmm. can publish that to your Google Business Profile.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right. Let's say that you have a special. You can publish that to your Google Business Profile. In fact, you can click the little special offer, and Google will go, oh, great, you got an offer. Tell us the details. You fill out all the details on it, and they push it. All right? Perhaps what I should have done for your show this morning is made a special Google Business offer and had you share that link, which you could do that as well. I mean, this is unbelievable. Then when you put your Google content out there, Google gives you the opportunity to click share and send it to LinkedIn, send it to Facebook, send it to other social media profiles. And if you're managing your Google Business Profile on a cell phone, all of a sudden, WhatsApp, Snapchat, all of these other businesses become places you don't have to have an account on, but they can still connect with you through the Google Business Profile. So it's really, really strong stuff.
The address that you provide, so if it's regional or if it's national, let's say that you have multiple brands. So you've got brand A, and it's at Suite 342. Brand B, you're using a PO box. Brand B at Suite 342. Brand C at Suite 342. Does that cause a problem with Google saying these three brands, they can't, they're probably at a UPSP PO box? Should each brand have a different address, or is that okay?
You know, the first off, you can't use a PO box.
Okay.
Okay. Second off, you should use your personal address, but you can hide it, all right? So it's not visible. This is particular for online stores only, right? You're not going to utilize the map feature, local businesses use the maps feature. So when you click, hey, my address, nobody can come to my house for business, your address is secret. You can go back in the back end and you can say, hey, I want to target Boise, or I want to target Wash DC, or I want to target whatever city that you want, or you can target an area, right? Or you can target a state or a country. I've got a realtor in Scottsdale that likes investment, and so we put his market area Madrid and Prague. you can actually do that, and so all of a sudden his content starts showing up in Prague or Madrid, you know, where he's looking for people with money that want to invest in the United States. So I get that, right? So there's all kinds of different strategies going on, but the bottom line is the more you use Google, the happier Google is going to be with you and serve you up more often. So it's part of that blended algorithm, blended authority, if you will.
So again, going, let's say you have 3, 4, 5 brands and they all have the exact same address, not a PO box, your physical address. Is that a problem?
It's not a problem for me. I've got 23 Google profiles that are registered at my personal address right here.
Okay. Because I do know in the older, this goes way back, I'll age myself, but you know, back earlier in the late 90s, early 2000s, you couldn't have the same, you'd be penalized with the same address.
Right, so because they used to only do brick and mortar stores.
Got it. Right. I got it now. Okay. Yeah, the mud is clearing away. I can see the water. All right. So, Kelsey, do we have any questions?
We sure do.
Great.
Let's see. From Lori, can you use the Google search term optimization if you only have a landing page?
Yes.
Okay.
That was simple.
This is from Marcia. We work hard to get Google reviews. Any suggestions how to get more?
Yeah, so what I would do is I would take your Google review link and I would embed it in every single email that you send. I would have it be as a footer. And you just can't have that out enough. The other thing you could do is in that same email, you could also embed your Google business profile. All right, so Google actually gives you the links to do that. Most of my emails have the Google business profiles embedded in them.
Oh, I got a question about, can you get with the content that you're providing and publishing, can you associate that with the Google answer box?
One more time on the question.
Okay. So you're posting content, lots of content. I want to get into that Google answer box. You know where they answer that they have all the questions? We can do that usually with very good quality, well-written articles. Can that be associated? Can anybody basically just say, hey, I'm going to put my content on my profile and will it be it's going to be indexed quicker, but could it be associated with the answer box better than if you were just to do it yourself?
Well, yes and no, right? Mm-hmm. It depends because the answer has to have certain qualifications from Google. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I would actually have to look at each individual posting to answer that. The bottom line is most of us don't have the expertise to get the answer bot. That's going to actually happen accidentally for most of us. Right. But you can publish your content at any time and you can create your own answers on the Google profile. You can ask and answer your own questions, and that will create answers in another fashion, which Google, again, rewards.
Fantastic. All right, Kels.
From Tony. Hi, guys. Craig, what are your top two guerrilla marketing techniques for 2021?
Oh, gosh. I don't actually do any marketing for myself anymore, if that's the question. For businesses, I simply manage their Google profiles on a daily basis. I really haven't changed anything. Probably the most important thing that I could tell you that we need to all of us do is to optimize our photos before we post them. Right? Embedding keywords and key phrases into photos is probably the number one thing that any one of us can do, utilizing Google or not, to increase our visibility on search. So I don't know if that answers your question, Tony, but I hope it you at least optimize a photo or two.
Okay, let's talk about that for a bit. So changing the photo name, the file name, to have the keyword in it is one way. Actually having the keyword in the photo itself, like if you do an infographic or...
Right. Well, so there are a number of pieces of software out there now where you can actually embed photos with keywords and key phrases, right?
Can you give us one?
Well, there's, what's it called? Yeah, I have to look. Okay. Local Viking is one of them.
Local Viking. Right. Okay.
And that that also allows you to add keywords and key phrases to your profile. It allows you to put keywords in that are checked weekly, every other weekly, monthly by Google for relevancy. So when anyone that takes advantage of that one-on-one with Craig, we'll talk about that in depth.
Okay,
but go ahead.
One other thing, Craig. So I always thought that Google My Business or getting that profile is important. This is a little bit off topic, but getting other citations, going to these companies that will set up local citations for you and get you into all these different directories. Is that still important?
It is. And here's what's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the other search engines out there mimic Google, right? So if you're utilizing your Google tools, a couple of things are going to happen. You're going to be pushing your content out to primary search, Google search. Content is also going to be indexed to Google Images, which is the third or fourth largest search engine out there. And that's actually really a key to what we do is optimization of photographs and pushing content in that fashion. But then coming back around, what happens is we notice after about 6 months of what we call content brief pushings, we notice that Bing and Excite and AOL and the other search engines, they've all started to pick up on Google's search results, and they start to mimic. Huh. I don't know if it's citation so much as I don't mind being, the number one search result on Bing, 30 or 40 times a day.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
And it's not because I'm doing anything on Bing. It's simply because the Google business profile and the relevancy regimens that we have behind it are generating interest on the other bots.
I recently, I went to a Microsoft Bing all day thing last year before COVID. And it was great. You know, what Microsoft is trying to do right now, they're putting a lot of effort and energy into Bing. So, don't think just about Google. Bing is definitely an opportunity. So if you can get on the Bing, onto Bing as well, hey, why not give it a shot?
Right.
All right. I'm sure there's a few other questions, Kels.
Yes, just a second. All right, here we go. From Rad, can we do video advertisements on Google My Business?
Yes, you can. It is really cool. I like it. When a raw video is over a minute and a half, typically you will have to compress it, right? But yes, you can upload those directly to Google. You cannot use an aftermarket service to publish those to Google. You have to directly upload them to the Google profile. But yes, you can do video advertisements. In fact, Google prefers that.
Okay, great. And by the way, people are taking you up on your consultation. They've been commenting.
Super.
So you'll be busy.
Okay.
From Darwin, how can I get started now creating this profile? I have an Amazon storefront and also a new Shopify website.
So if you have a Gmail account, simply log into your Gmail account, open a Google profile, and type in business.google.com. Again, that's business.google.com. And it's very easy. It'll take you about 5 minutes to get it started. It takes about 5 days to get verified. Do not do the phone verification. All right, this is really important. Do the physical verification. It just works better. If you do the phone verification, sometimes your site goes into, what do they call it, pending, and it gets stuck in pending, and you have to do email after email. It takes weeks. Not every time, but some, enough of it to where it's a concern. So just do the physical verification and make sure that you send the card to your attention.
Does it matter where you are? Canada, U.S.?
Nope. The only place where it might matter is if you're in China.
Okay. And you can target, because I'm located in Toronto, but almost all of my sales, it's the U.S.
Right. Yeah. And we have clients in Calgary. We have clients in Manitoba. Mm-hmm. Canada's good to us.
What about... like, so I sell soap, small dollar, items. Does it work for small dollar items, or should you have, is there a sweet spot, where your price range should be to take this on?
I haven't found that that's a specific. But I really think that we all have an advantage right now. It doesn't matter whether we're selling soap or cat toys, okay, or homes. Right. Google will treat it all the same. It's the amount of search is different, obviously, for each product. But I can't think of a better return on investment than spending a couple of minutes a day making sure your soap is on your Google Business Profile.
Right.
And if your Google Business Profile is relevant for the word soap, right, how cool would it be if every time somebody wanted to buy soap, whether it was Melaleuca or Amazon or Dial or the Bearded Soap, right, your Google Profile comes up, right? So when your Google Profile comes up, there's 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 different kinds of soap that they can just click and buy right there, right? It's a way to clean up.
Okay, Kels, any more?
Oh, yeah, I have a couple more from Tony. I've been using the SEMrush software to update my Google profile. Is that effective?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it really is. So the problem is with some of the software that's out there is that Google doesn't like it very much. So, Tony, you need to look and see how long have you been doing it. If you've been doing it for a year and you're not getting 5 to 10,000 views a month, I'd probably figure out a different way to optimize my profile. But I do have an SEMrush account. We don't use it to manage our Google profiles, but we certainly use it to find out, discover keywords of what our clients' competitors are using.
Okay, from Fatiha, is there an ongoing fee that Google charges to advertise?
To advertise, yes. To manage your Google profile, no, there is no fee for your Google profile. There's no fee for Gmail. Some people like me do utilize Gmail and the G Suite, which gives our Gmail the domain, like a Craig at Darling Digital or Darling Companies or what have you. So we do utilize the G Suite, which costs, I don't know, about $100 a month because we have a lot of email profiles on it. But we do manage pay-per-clicks, which is Google's advertising charging. I think we're running somewhere in the neighborhood of $80,000 a month for our clients on pay-per-click right now.
So going back to that G Suite or the Gmail. All right, so we've got our mail on a different email client. All right, so it's not Gmail. However, it's easy enough to mybrand@gmail.com. I've also got G Suite set up. Could I just set up 10 different brand accounts within that, like AMZ.club? So, you know, brand A, brand B, brand C, and they could all just come to AMZ.club. That doesn't have any effect or any problem.
Nope.
So it makes things really easy just to do. Okay.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. Yeah, I think you're going to pay about $5 a month for each alias.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
So alias emails.
Right.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah. So, and the reason that I do that is because I want them all to come to one box.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. This is from Peggy. What if I'm in Canada, but I sell in the States? Can this work for me?
Yes. You get to, when you're setting up the profile, you get to pick the market area that you want to have your product marketed in. All right. So when you create it in Canada and it says your marketing territory, I would just start typing USA and then click it.
Can you have multiple, like Canada, USA, Mexico?
Yes. Yes. You can have up, I believe it's 20 different marketing areas. Right. So we do a number of things. We create the marketing areas according to the Google profile. But we also create what they call geofences. So if my clients won't want to be seen in a particular market area, we create a fence around that area.
Okay.
It really gives tremendous results, but that's not something the average person can do on their own. They really have to have somebody professional doing it.
Okay. Let's see. Does Google My Business have to link to Amazon? Can you point to other platforms such as Shopify? Can you link to more than one destination?
You can link to two different destinations. However, there's a caveat. The first destination is whatever website or subdomain on your website that you want to send them to. The second one is appointments. So You know, it would work for me. It might not work for you. What I would recommend to go back on what Norm was saying is I would maybe create a different profile for the different brand. All right. There's nothing says that you have to have one Google profile. I have better than 20 of them.
Okay, great. We will too after this call.
Right?
Yep. Kelsey?
All right. From Dr. Kaza, what about YouTube? Where does that fit into the mix?
You can link your YouTube to your Google business profile. It takes a bit, but there are plenty of YouTube videos telling you how to do it. but yeah, as long as you have the business profile and you created the the YouTube account in the same email, you can link the two together. And that is really, really strong. And then, of course, when your Google profile is relevant, what happens? There's a link to your YouTube page also. By the way, I'm going to give a shout out. I just subscribed to Norm's podcast on YouTube.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, speaking of that, if you guys are interested in subscribing, you can go to this link right here. It's in all the comments.
Perfect segue.
We didn't rehearse.
Yeah.
We planned that out. It worked perfectly. Okay. When I type in keywords on Amazon EBC pictures, does that work as well for Google?
No, that doesn't. It's a different algorithm.
Okay. And
however, those keywords can be associated with your Google profile.
If you're searching on Google, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And from Fatiha again, what kind of charges have you seen in client sales that have connected their Amazon store to this? Or changes, sorry, not just charges.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't tell you that I've worked with anyone on Amazon yet. I would like to tell you otherwise, but I'm one of those people that's, at the very least, I'm a realist, and I haven't done it. However, the gentleman, Brian, that introduced the two of us, thinks that this is digital gold and wants to get me involved. We just haven't put it together because the holidays were upon us.
Oh, we're going to talk real soon. I'm going to beat Brian to the punch here.
Cool. Oh, I'll definitely subscribe, somebody says. There we go.
Perfect.
Okay, and I think that's pretty much it for all the questions. We just have a couple of comments. Oh, yeah, I've been getting a lot of sales to my Shopify site from Bing.
Who's that?
Let's see. I'm not sure. Oh, Faye. It's Faye.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
That's great. Okay.
And I think this is from Marcia. So cool that you're also in Arizona. Can I treat you to a thank you cup of coffee? I'm in Scottsdale.
I definitely drink coffee, and I drive through Scottsdale at least twice a week. So that's cool. I'm looking at my calendar is blowing up over here. The reach is far and wide, Norm.
I told you. So. Oh, okay. Fadia's got a...
Just a comment, I think. I'm sure you'll have an Amazon client soon as I'll come to you with my business. Oh, there you go.
The ROI is so outstanding, you know, that it just, you know, whether you learn how to do it yourself, and I have a website that allows people to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just a series of videos behind a firewall. Where they can actually look and see how to manage their profile on a daily basis. And then the other thing that I like about that particular website is that Google changes stuff all the time and they don't say anything about it. And because of the fact that I'm actually on the platform, you know, 8-9 hours a day, I see these changes immediately and we change our focus. And so what happens is on the do-it-yourself website, we change those videos so that they reflect the newest information from Google. So it's $99 a month. I'll tell you what, I'll give you an insight on that. If anyone wants to go there, just send me an email and I'll give you a coupon code where you can join for $49 a month.
Okay, very good.
Right, so, and you can opt out at any time. I mean, it won't take you long to watch all the videos, but you might want to stick around.
Yeah. Okay. So, and just if you are interested in that, just send your information over to Kels and he will forward it over to Craig for you. What are some of the mistakes that people make when they go and try to do this?
Oh, gosh. Some of the mistakes that they make, well, the primary one is they try to utilize a post office box or a private mailbox. That's Google will never approve that. Right? Another mistake that they will tend to make is they'll try to use a cloned website. All right. And let me explain that. If you're a Melaleuca distributor or a some other multi-level marketing distributor, and you've been given a affiliate link.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Google doesn't like affiliate links. Right. So somebody earlier asked about a landing page. So if you've got an affiliate link for whatever it is, Shackley, I don't care what it is, go ahead and take the 5 minutes or 20 minutes or however long your technology allows to build a actual website or a landing page. So that you can put a real URL in the Google profile, and that will give you a serious amount of boost as opposed to utilizing one of those affiliates, which can't be optimized. Those affiliate links, they can't be optimized.
Right.
So, did that answer your question, Norm? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was anything else that people might mess up when they're putting it together.
No, you know what? It's really simple. It's like five or six steps to create the profile. And then when you get into it, once the profile is created, you can start manipulating it. Are there mistakes that can be made there? Yes. All right. But the cool thing is that you get to see, as soon as you look at the dashboard, you can see if you've made a mistake or not, because Google gives you green ink or red ink. Hmm. Green ink means, hey, I'm doing this right. Red ink means, oh, I got to change something. Right.
Okay, let's talk about that for a sec. Quantifying or reporting. So what are the reports? Where can you find these reports?
When you have your Google Business Profile dashboard, there's a click that says Google Insights, or maybe it says Insights alone.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So when you click on the Insights, it tells you the keywords that are triggering your Google Profile's relevancy. That's the first thing that you see. The second thing that you see is their performance on search, whether it's direct search, branded search, or discovery. And we like to see those discovery numbers go way up, because when it's a direct search, so somebody's searching for lunch with Norm, they know they're looking for lunch with Norm, right? But if they're talking about micro branding and your profile comes up, now that's a discovery, right? And
right.
That's the type of search results that we want. So that's the second. The third one is the performance. Shows you how many times you were the number one search result on search, how many times you were the number one search result on maps, how many times your photos entries got clicked or viewed by unique eyes, by the way, mm-hmm. and all of the Google Insight and phone calls as well. So a lot of my clients measure how many phone calls they get is an important thing to track. So all of these things are tracked. I can tell how busy you are, how what days your website gets busy. It's really amazing all of the insights that Google sends. Now, the drawback, and it's not really a drawback, but if Google sends people to your website, you can no longer track what happens on your Google profile.
Okay, right? But then you've got a pixel, or you've got something on your website.
Correct.
That's tracking it from
Correct.
There.
Right. Okay. Right. So I can track the phone calls. I can track how many people went to your website, how many times you were the number one search result, how many times you were viewed in search. And that's actually a confusing number. So let's say that you were the number one search result 5,000 times, but you got 10,000 views. How does that work? Okay. Well, the 10,000 views is simply because your content was featured on the first page, aside from your Google Business Profile. So there's a regimen that we do that generates content that's applicable to search as well. And so those those two things are primary. And then the very third thing, or the very last thing that it measures, is your overall performance. And that I really like to look at, because that's the green ink and the red ink. So when you look at your performance icon, it says up 22%, up 12%, up 4%, or down 3%, 7%, or 6%. And it measures your web traffic. It measures your phone traffic. If you're a retail location, it measures your floor traffic. It measures how many times your product was clicked on. Okay, and that's probably the most important for people like you and me. How many times was my product clicked on? My product are websites, people signing up for my websites. Your product is people subscribing or listening to your podcast or perhaps buying your soap.
I'm hoping.
Right.
Okay. Kels, I guess that's it. Is there anybody? Well, I guess we're winding down the podcast. We're at about 50 minutes. Anybody have any other questions? Anybody want to come on live and ask Craig any questions? Just put it into the comments and we'll get you on. Any other things that you could talk about with the profile? Oh, Craig, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about the Google profile?
No, we pretty much covered it all. I think we're pretty in depth. It's actually a very, very simple thing to do. Mm-hmm. You do not need to have a lot of technology chops. You know, I've been around the internet game since 1993, leading edge as we moved into this digital age. But this Google Business Profile, it actually levels the playing field for all of us, right? So your big companies that you're competing with, you're selling soap, so maybe you're competing with Procter & Gamble, right? Mm-hmm. If your Google Business Profile is active, okay, you're going to appear in search more than Procter & Gamble. And that's just a fact, because they're not utilizing their Google Profile. And here's one more thing. And this is the biggest reason that the ROI is so extreme for all of us that are doing this. Only about 4% of the businesses in the world are using their Google Business Profiles.
I believe it. I didn't know it was that important. I wish I could come on here and say, hey, I've been doing this forever. I've set up my Google profile in the past. I had no idea that you could get this type of exposure. And I didn't know, with doing 10 minutes a day, basically in maintenance, that you can increase your sales, increase your traffic. So I am going to be spending some time. Kelsey's going to be spending the time. So Kelsey, get ready. Also, in case you've joined us late, Craig is offering an incredible special offer to you guys. Everyone, not just a one-time winner. It's everyone. If you want to go over to his site, he is booking a 30-minute call with you, going to have about 10 actionable steps. And the site is called darlingdigital.us. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. See, I'm not that old.
You're good. And I'm sitting here looking, and I've got a really big computer screen over here, and it's full.
Perfect. That's great.
I love meeting all these great people. This is going to be cool. This is a lot of fun.
Well, that's super. So I think that's probably it, unless there's anything else you'd like to say. We've got one more question.
Yeah, if we could just, would love to look into the training Craig provides to get some basic understanding. Is this available on the website you mentioned?
Oh,
That's a different website. It's TVI. It's the Visibility Institute, TVI.education.
Oh, wow.
I'll throw that in.
Three-letter. Must have paid a bit for that.
TBI.education.
Okay.
And that's not EDU. You have to spell out education.
Oh, education. I thought it was EDU. Okay. Okay. I was going to say, you got a great domain name there.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it? It's available, but I can't afford it.
That is normally around $99. I don't make any affiliates. Okay. I just want to be clear, but Craig just said on the call that, you know, if you want, you can get that for $49. So, you know, if you want to check it out and check out the training, go ahead and do that.
I don't know if I got time to give you the website where they can just go ahead and get that.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. It's tvi.education/inside-edition.
Okay. And Kels, if you want to type that out.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, it is tvi.education/inside-edition.
Okay, perfect. All okay, right, I'll throw that into the comments.
Yep.
Just a second, that was a mistake.
Kelsey. Oh, there I didn't have my comments open.
All right, there we go.
Inside-edition. Perfect. Oh, Kels, that's wrong. It's TVI.
Yeah, TVI, the visible. Okay.
That's my son. Just doesn't listen.
All right. I was too.
So while we've got this going on, Craig, I just wanted to thank you for coming on. We're going to have you on again. This is really fantastic information. I think everybody learned something today. And again, you're probably going to be filled up because nobody is really taking advantage of Google profiles. So we're going to be talking probably right after the call. But thanks again for being on the podcast.
Thank you so very much. I truly appreciate it. And I wish everyone out there a very happy new year. And let's go out and get some prosperity. It's all within reach. Thank you so very much.
All right. Thanks again. All right, Kelsey. I think that's it for today's podcast.
Right, yeah. And, thank you, everyone.
Wow, that was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tons of information.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and we are going to get that information going because how valuable is that? Like 4%. I bet you everybody that's on the call right now, I don't know. You know, probably no one is doing this, or they're not doing it to the extent they should be. Yeah, so this is kind of cool. This is one of those podcasts that I really didn't have any idea how powerful it was going to be. I thought it would be cool to talk about. But anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. We're going to have this live and with all the different content and other pieces of video clips on my profile page, which is Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy. And if you want to watch this on YouTube, you can go over to Norm Farrar, our YouTube station or channel, and Kelsey does it all over there. He publishes the whole episodes. He makes the thumbnails that are kind of cool.
We got brand new thumbnails, so go check them out if you haven't seen them yet. And we're kind of revamping everything too. So look out for that. But I wanted to share just a review. So if you guys write us a review, we're going to say it on air. So today's review that I want to read is from Pedro Santos. This is a top-notch podcast, no bias, straight to the point, and legit discussions around micro brands. Subjects, long-term view, no Lamborghinis and easy to make money theories. Norm is super charismatic and makes guests feel very comfortable. Keep up the great work, guys. Pedro. So that's thank when you,
Norm's,
Pedro.
Thanks, Pedro. That's when Norm's not stumbling over his words. All right. So that's cool. Thank you. And yes, Dr. Kaz, great to see you on the show again.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, we've got another one. So we've got a marketing advisor, Kenny Harper, that's going to be on. And we're going to be talking about five quick and effective strategies to increase your business profits. So stay tuned for that one. And I think that is it. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at noon, Eastern Standard Time. And thank you for watching. Enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you for the engagement and the help building our community.
Yes, thank you. We just got a couple more comments coming in. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you about the thumbnails. Simon, let's make 2021 not suck. I agree. Right. Marina, thank you. And join the Beard Nation if you haven't already. It's always great to see you. Oh, where can I write a review? I don't have an iPhone. If you don't have an iPhone, you're not an iPhone user, you can go to just our Facebook page, Norman Ferrar, aka the Beard Guy, and you can write us a review there. So that's a great alternative if you don't have an Apple phone. So yeah, okay.
Or watermelon, or or watermelon, or a. It was a bad joke. Sorry. I'll just be quiet. Yeah, all right, everybody.
The show.
Would you hit the button?
Okay.
Hit the button.
All right.
Thanks. See you later, everybody. Thanks. 100th, 100th, 100th.